Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, we do know that COVID is taking its toll in many, many, many different ways, but life expectancy apparently is one of those ways in the UK, and we have on our WHBC Newsline right now to talk about it Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Pam.
So this is an interesting piece of information because it's regarding men, but not necessarily women, right?
Yes, although the picture for women is kind of flat and the picture for men is a little more bleak. And I'll put some numbers on those for you in a second. But generally, when you look at life expectancy, particularly in a richer country like the UK, life expectancy pretty much increases every year. It's rare to get a fall. And that's why this has raised some eyebrows as Britain's Statistics Office puts out its latest data. And this is the first time since Britain began keeping its current records on life expectancy, which was about 40 years ago in the early 80s, that the life expectancy has fallen, particularly the focus is on men. So the way they've worked this out, if you take a baby boy who was born in 2018, 2019 or 2020, well, he's expected to live until he's 79 years old. And for the previous three-year period, that figure was 79.2 years. And for baby girls, the figure has stayed flat, so 82.9 years in the latest 3 years. That's the same as it was in the previous 3 years. And so the Office for National Statistics in the UK is saying that, you know, for 40 years, life expectancy has simply been increasing nonstop, albeit they say the rate of the increase had been tailing off and slowing in the past 10 years or so. But either way, this is the first time after the COVID pandemic led to a larger number of deaths than normal last year, it's the first time that those improvements in life expectancy have been either halted across the board or, in the case of men, gone into reverse.
Is it different in different parts of the country? I mean, or is it kind of the same across the board?
Yes, it is to an extent. And just like you'll have seen in the US, different parts of the UK have been hit to differing degrees by the pandemic for various reasons, whether it's the demographic makeup of society or population density and all sorts of various other regions. So, yeah, I mean, there are nuances to it. I mean, what the overall picture, though, what the Office for National Statistics is saying is that, you know, this is likely to be, all being well, a kind of short-term storm. And it doesn't mean that a baby boy born today is suddenly going to have a shorter life than one who was born 3 years ago. It's more that, you know, life expectancy is something that is calculated looking at current levels of mortality. And just like in so many parts of the world, in Britain at the moment, those are particularly high. But they also hopefully won't continue for the rest of someone's life.
Have they talked about at all, you know, how to regain that? Because, I mean, it kind of wipes out what was achieved, right?
Well, you put the pandemic behind you, and that's the way to get rid of it. And, you know, the outbreak comes to a halt. And actually, there is, you know, we're talking about the UK figures here, but there's actually a broader study out today from Oxford University, again, here in England. But this is an international study, and it's looking at 29 countries, including the US. And it says worldwide, life expectancy in 2020 fell by more than 6 months compared with the year before. And that would be the sharpest fall since World War II. And among men in the US, who were hit particularly hard, life expectancy has dropped by more than 2 years, which counts as a really significant decline.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for the information, Simon. We sure do appreciate it.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.